presence of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome and marhaba dear viewers of Madani channel to another beautiful silsila called The Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing this beautiful topic that Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient, subhanallah. Allah is sufficient, subhanallah. And it is beautifully stated in the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's inshallah recite durood and salam in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, inshallah, before we dive deep into today's program, let's inshallah listen to this beautiful hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praises of our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And thereafter, we'll return and continue with the topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
أسرى جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته محمدنا هو سيدنا فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته سبي كل العرب في خدمته
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the praises of our creator Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah now begin with today's topic, that Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient. And in this regard, there's a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent custodian of matters He is. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful verse in the ayah of the Holy Quran, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Dear viewers, it is mentioned in Tafsir Na'imi, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions in the tafsir of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, he mentions this narration in Al-Asma wa Sifat, and other notable imams, they have mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was put into the fire of Namrud, he was reciting Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. He had placed his reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Murdawayh, he narrates from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you are faced with great difficulty, then you must recite Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibn Abu Dunya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates from Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that whenever the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be sad, then he would move his hand over his head and his Mubarak beard, and he would breathe and he would take long breaths and recite Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Sayyidina Abu Nu'aym, he narrates that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, this recitation, this wazifa, and this beautiful rendition, and our placing our reliance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a safety for every person who has any sort of fear. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sufiya Kiram, they mention that if you are captured in big troubles, then he should recite this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, 450 times, and Allah Azza wa Jal would solve and resolve this difficulty for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, there are many benefits in reciting this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And first benefit of this would be that at the time of difficulty, to mention Allah Azza wa Jal, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, our protector, Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the time of difficulty, if we remember Him, if we make His dhikr, then His dhikr alone would shield us, inshallah, against that difficulty. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's inshallah make the niyat of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please our creator in any difficulty we may be. And inshallah, that difficulty will be removed from us. Just like to have a farm, we sow seeds. So inshallah, azza wa jal, with this in mind, we'll get the benefits of it as well. This dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, it is the sunnah of the anbiya and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is also the sunnah of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's inshallah remember Allah azza wa jal by reciting this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran when we are faced with difficulties and challenges. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. That indeed, inshallah azza wa jal, summary of the ayah, that Allah is sufficient for us. Subhanallah. As we have just learned from the beautiful tafsir of this ayah of the Holy Quran, and the second benefit we can derive is that we should never be in a state of confusion or be in a state of fear whenever we are faced with difficulties. But rather, this should give us courage to face the challenges that Allah is sufficient for us. What could go wrong when we place our reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will correct all our affairs. Some people, when they are faced with difficulties, and they even, alhamdulillah, have the habit of having Khatm-e Khajgan, Khatm-e Ghawsiya, and the Khatmul Quran, Subhanallah, Milad Sharif. All this is incorporated in this beautiful lesson of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, of making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because in all these gatherings, we are making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that can become a means for our salvation, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. It is narrated that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire at the command of Namrud, every creature on earth pleaded to Allah Azza wa Jal for help and assistance to be given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They also asked Allah Azza wa Jal to be given permission to help the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah on earth. And he was the only person who sincerely believed in the divine tawheed and the unity of Allah Azza wa Jal, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah Azza wa Jal declared, Ibrahim is my friend and I am his Lord. If he pleads for help from everyone else, then I give permission for everyone to help and assist him. However, if he pleads for help from me only, then all should listen that I am his Lord and I shall help and assist him. Therefore, whatever is to happen, that should be left to me. Subhanallah. A few moments later, the angels that control the water approached Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, if you command, we can cause water to fall over this fire and extinguish the flames. The angels which control the wind also approached Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and said to him, if you command, we can cause wind and air to extinguish these flames. However, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied that I have no need for your help and assistance. For me, my Lord Azza wa Jal is sufficient and he is the best of helpers. As and when he wishes, he will assist me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was his reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we also followed into the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and we say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. And in another narration of Tafsir Sawi, it is mentioned that when he was placed into the fire, he recited a dua. And at that moment, when he was in the fire surrounded by the flames, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam also approached him and asked him, O Khalilullah, do you have any need? And he replied, I have no need from you at this moment. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam declared, then ask Allah Azza wa Jal, what is it that you wish for? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, again he replied, that he is well aware of my state. Therefore, there is no need to ask him for anything. Subhanallah. Such was the reliance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is mentioned that the age of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was either 16 or 20 years at the time. As to the question of how long he spent in this fire, there is also various opinions. Some ulama have mentioned that he stayed in this fire for 7 days. Some say that he stayed there for 40 days and others say for 50 days. Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the lesson that we learn, that when we place our reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal and when we have this firm conviction in our heart that Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for our affairs, inshallah Azza wa Jal, our affairs will come in order, inshallah. There is another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran which I would love to recite for you. And inshallah azza wa jal, we could all draw inspiration from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever relies upon Allah, so He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah is to complete His task. Indeed, Allah has set a proper measure for all things. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful message of a reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. If we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, He is sufficient. Subhanallah, subhanallah. All it takes is for us to have that reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will be sufficient. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Muhallib, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he narrates that while I was traveling, I met a young man who was living in a dry and barren land. I also found that he was busy in salah and ibadah. When he had finished his ibadah, I asked him that there seems to be no one who takes care of him in this barren land. However, he assured me that there was someone who took care of him. I then asked him where this person was, and he replied, "He is with me, subhanallah." I then realized that indeed this young man was from the awliya Allah, from the people of Ma'rifah. I asked him whether he had any provisions. He replied, "Yes, why not?" I then asked him where this was, and he replied, "It is ikhlas, it is my sincerity, tawheed, my belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, believing in the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have proper beliefs and iman, and to have complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. These are my provisions." Subhanallah, subhanallah. I then asked him whether he wanted to live with me. He said, when a person associates with another, he becomes forgetful in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, I can never accept the company of someone who makes me become oblivious of Allah Azza wa Jal even for 1 second, and make me lose out on the immense joy which I am able to experience now when I am making his ibadah. Subhanallah, these are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is their provisions, meaning their reliance of Allah, on Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah is sufficient for their affairs. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this narration can be found in Uyunul Hikayat, alhamdulillah. And this book has been published by the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, which is, alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madinah. So please, if you don't have it, if you haven't read this book, get a copy for yourself, inshallah azza wa jal. Visit the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawateislami.net, inshallah azza wa jal, and you can browse through the book section, and inshallah, whatever topic is near and dear to your hearts, inshallah, you can find various books on various different subjects, inshallah azza wa jal, and all free of cost. And if you would like to get a hard copy, inshallah, contact any of the muballighs of Dawat-e-Islami and ask them if this book has been is available from the maktaba, from the local maktaba of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah azza wa jal, and you can purchase it there. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give you this beautiful parable that is mentioned. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates that when I left my house to perform Hajj, and on my way on the road, I noticed a crow that was flying with a piece of bread in its beak. I then said to myself that this is something very strange, and there must be some secret and wisdom behind this. I decided to follow this crow. It then entered a cave, and I noticed that when it entered the cave, there was a person inside this cave whose legs and hands were tied. And as I watched, This same crow began to feed this person the bread which it had brought. It then flew away. I then asked this person, who are you and where have you come from? He replied that I was among the people who had come for Hajj. However, the thieves and bandits had stolen all my belongings and then tied me and left me in this desolate cave. I remained hungry for nearly 5 days. Finally, I made dua that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is the divine creator who comes to the help and assistance of those who call out to him. And in times of great problems, he shows immense mercy to them. I also asked him to help me in this state. In his infinite mercy, Allah Azza wa Jal sent this crow to me, which has fed me and also brought water to me. Subhanallah. Such was his reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal and his divine mercy. And therefore, he was bestowed with the sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his infinite mercy, he appointed this bird, this crow, to bring food for him. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar says, I then opened the rope and freed this person. As we walked along, he began to feel extreme thirst and there seemed to be no water around. Suddenly, at a great distance, we noticed that there was a well which could be seen from far. And we also noticed that there was many gazelles that were drinking from this well. When we saw that, we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this great mercy that He had blessed us with water, subhanallah. As we approached the well, all the gazelles, they ran off and the water had receded into the depths of the well. I then pulled out some water with a bucket which was nearby and then said, O Allah, these gazelles do not make ruku nor do they make sajda, but you allowed the water of this well to rise. However, we who have traveled such a long distance, and that too on Hajj, we have to pull out water ourselves. Suddenly, I heard a voice that declared, O Malik bin Dinar, without doubt these gazelles have relied upon us. Hence, we fed them water ourselves. But you people, on the other hand, have relied on a bucket and rope. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The moral of the story is that the help we receive from Allah Azza wa Jal, it depends as to how strong our iman is in Allah Azza wa Jal. How strong is our reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, Allah is definitely sufficient for us. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Inshallah, keep reciting this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran in any case of difficulty. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of affairs. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful parable he views, Sayyidina Abu Hamza Khurasani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said that, once I had completed the Hajj and I was returning home, but coincidentally I fell into a well and my nafs then asked me to call for help. But even in this difficulty, I replied and I told my nafs that I will never call anyone for help. As this was happening, two people then appeared above this well and they said that the entrance of this well will be sealed so that no one would fall into it by mistake. They covered the top of the well with sticks and grass and left me alone there because they were unaware of him being there. And he didn't want anyone to call for help. So he then says, I wanted to scream, but then again I thought that I would never do this and simply rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. While I was in this state, suddenly I saw a leg appear on the top of the well and this person said, hold on to the leg. When I held on to this leg, as I appeared outside the well, as I came outside the well, I noticed that it was a wild animal which I had held on to, and suddenly I heard a voice say to me, O Abu Hamza, is it not strange that you were saved by an animal who is also your enemy? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the reward of relying solely on the divine mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beauty of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we are, alhamdulillah, learning to keep this reliance and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, because this will invoke the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, that what is the true meaning of having trust in Allah Azza wa Jal? Does it mean abandoning the means and abandoning our efforts? No, it doesn't mean that. He says that trust in Allah does not mean staying idle and giving up efforts, as suggested by some ignorant people. In fact, trust in Allah Azza wa Jal means that man should use apparent means, but he should not trust those means wholeheartedly. Instead, he should have trust in the help, favor, and support from Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful wisdom there is in what this great Imam has explained. Subhanallah. So in this way, yes, make your effort. Use the means by all means. But our trust and reliance should be on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Not in the means, but on the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has also been advised in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that a person said to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, should I have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal by tying my camel or leaving it untied? Listen attentively. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tie it and then have trust. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this hadith can be found in Jami Tirmizi. And describing the virtue of having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, among my ummah, 70,000 people will enter paradise without accountability. These are the people who do not cast any black spell or any magical spell and do not fly the sparrow for taking any omen. And these are the people who have trust in their Lord. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful hadith and glad tiding from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those of us that have placed our trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the attributes the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that these are the attributes that if you have them, inshallah azza wa jal, that would be enough for our salvation. As we say, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And this is what we have learned from the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were the best of mankind. Subhanallah. And the Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, they practiced. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the master of all mankind, of all of prophets, subhanallah, he has taught us practically how to recite this beautiful ayah at the times of difficulty and how to place our reliance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's inshallah continue with this and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter whether we are having a good time or we are going through some bad times. Because this is life, as we know. Good and bad, it comes with both. So it doesn't mean now that things are difficult, we should start to complain. Instead of complaining and whining and wailing, why not make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our cursing and moaning, will it resolve any problems? No, this is not the solution to anything. So a sane person would rather have his reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose power and control is everything that can resolve, even move the mountains for us, inshallah azza wa jal. So if we want solution, it relies in the trust and reliance that we have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can say and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, we are not only making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are making his zikr following into the footsteps of the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, this, we have got to learn this, that Allah azza wa jal is sufficient. Subhanallah. Ni'm al-wakil. Subhanallah. Hasbunallah. That Allah is sufficient for us. So why not have this reliance on Allah azza wa jal? And through that, our problems can be resolved in seconds. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remembrance of Allah, purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.